26 shots, of which some were on target, some were off target. 81% possession. You can sit there and watch all the stats of the world, and you leave with no points.
I'm pretty much lost for words after that. Listen, first half we dominated the ball, but we didn't penetrate enough, but we dominated the ball. We give away a couple of goals that could be avoided with Tom Dean trying to play out, and then Griff trying to play out. Paddy makes a great double save off the penalty. But I said at half time, we'll score one, the crowd will get behind you, and you could go and win 5, 6, 7 or 8. And, you know, that gives me belief that we are doing the right thing. We are playing the right way. And, you know, I'm not going to speak about any opponents, but I'm happy on the balance of play over the first two games the way we're playing. We have got 0 points, but I'm not changing the way we play, because we'll absolutely spank somebody soon playing that way.
I mean, the first 45 minutes, the possession of the ball, the quality of the ball, and the fact that Hyde were, to a large degree, chasing shadows. The one thing and the difference between the two teams this evening has been the quality of defending. Regardless of the amount of chances that we've had, they have defended phenomenally well tonight. You know, the ball's gone fortuitously sometimes for them, but they've made themselves in positions where they've cleared balls off the line. The goalkeeper's made some good saves. You've got to be very disappointed with the two defensive mistakes for the two goals that we conceded.
I am, yeah. I mean, I was trying to get a message onto Joycey for the first one about him dropping his position, and Tom plays the ball as I'm talking to Joycey, and that Tom can see the play developing. So, you know, that's a mistake. The second one, Griff, he's got to go long and he's tried to play around him. But, you know, I can't hang him out to dry because I want him to play football.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I want him to try and play the right pass. Was it the right pass? I'm not sure, but I'm certainly not going to discourage it and ask Tom Dean to go 70, 80 yards or even Griff. Second half, we kept knocking on the door and trying to work things out, playing the right way, and it just didn't come. It just didn't come. Fair play to them. Let them enjoy the moment. You know, let them enjoy the moment. Like I said, I'm confident that we're doing the right thing, and I'm confident that we'll finish where we want to finish at the end of the season.
Did the goal for us come a little bit too late? Were you hoping to get it, you know, the first maybe 10 or 15 minutes? Because we seemed to come out in that second half.
Yeah.
And Hyde all of a sudden had belief.
Yeah.
And for the first 10 minutes, you're thinking, hold on a second, Hyde actually the team that actually now want to try and play some football. We were trying to do the same equally. But after that 10 minutes, then it changed again. We got back in that ascendancy.
Yeah, I think we were brave with the substitutions as well, because obviously, you know, you're taking your captain off and the thing. I just thought that it wasn't really causing a problem in the middle of the park. Griffiths with his range of passing, a little bit different, so he could just sit in there and get another forward player on. And, you know, we did that with Sharpie, we did that with Rain, and we got Niall to stretch play. And, you know, it seemed to work for large parts. And when you're under the cosh like that, you've got to put your bodies on the line. You've got to hope that the ball hits the frame of the bar two or three times like it did today. You've got to hope your keeper's in form like he was today. And it just wasn't to be. But I can't, you know, I sound like a broken record, but people say, but I can't change the way we're playing. It's just going to happen.
I think most supporters will leave here this evening, you know, happy in the style of football that's being played, knowing that we've put 100% into the game and we've tried to work and work and work to try and get that equalising goal and then go on to win the game. So I don't think you need to be too despondent, and you're not going to be too despondent. And we said before you came, you could probably come up here and you'll talk about the positives and the quality and the way you want to play football. So in that respect, you've got to be satisfied to a point.
To a point. Listen, we've got a good squad, but we're missing key players. You know, we're missing Donoghue. We're missing Dodd. I get a phone call from Louis Mayers today, who's going to start the game. He's fallen off a ladder and tweaked his knee. It looks like it's going to be months rather than weeks. I've got no Chris Olmond, who will probably score 30 goals for this club. You know, these are big players for me. And yeah, we've probably got to get it better at the top end of the pitch. Maybe I need to go and have a look for, you know, a different option maybe down the middle, because we can't keep creating that chances and not take the goal. And that's what we're going to do. But difficult, you know, finance is difficult, but we're going to work hard and we're going to see what we can do, because a team that makes that many chances must have a centre forward that scores 25, 30 goals. That must happen. And for me, have we got that in the squad at the minute? I'm not sure.
Well, you know, we have one, and as you say, he's injured, and it is a big, big miss. Having, you know, Lewis, having Olmond out. And we know I've seen him over many years playing, and we know the quality. But we're going to have to address that.
Of course we are. I mean, he's got his scan on Thursday, so likelihood is he'll have his operation next week, and it'll be 4 to 6 weeks. But, you know, we can't wait 4 to 6 weeks. Louis looks like it's months. So we're going to have to address it.
If you can't bring a player in, does that mean you're going to have to maybe try and slightly alter the style of play in order to accommodate the players that aren't necessarily natural goal scorers?
Possibly. You know, I've got Linney that can play there, and with Donoghue coming in alongside him, and you know, you've got Ennis that can do that, you've got Niall Rodden that can drop in behind Lenners. You've got attacking players, but the more attacking players, the playing the style of play they've played, the more attacking players that we can get on the pitch, the better. And, you know, Donoghue's a massive miss, he's a massive talent, and he's just given me the heads up that he should be right for Saturday. So that's, for me, brilliant. You know, different style of fullback with Dodd coming back in. Saturday gives us an option. So for me, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to Scarborough. You know, I'm devastated. I probably won't sleep till Saturday, but it is what it is.
Well, they're on the end of a battering. They've been 5-1 by Stalybridge this evening. So, you know, the divisions, I mean, it's funny because the two teams that have been relegated are both at this moment in time with 1 point and 0 points. So, again, we know the quality of this division. I know you'll be disappointed with the result itself and the fact that, you know, is this place ever going to see 10 games in a row where we win? So there may be a hoodoo. I don't know how we address that. But with the quality of football on the show...
I've just said to the squad, and I'll leave you with this because obviously fans will want to hear this. I've just said that we're not going to lose belief in what we do. If it doesn't happen at Scarborough or it doesn't happen at Radcliffe, it'll happen. And when it happens, it'll click. Don't be surprised if we go 10, 15 games, you know, without getting beat and just rolling it around and getting them right results, etc. I fully believe the way what we're doing, the way we're playing, the squad, things will come good, all right? People will look at us now going, you've lost 2 out of 2. It's not a so what. It's devastating for me. But on the same token, I don't want them to lose belief because that's the first occasion they've just played here. And they're absolutely buzzing, the players, with the fans' response there. So, you know, they want to go and do that again and they want to get it rocking. So we'll work on Thursday night and we'll get ready for Saturday.